Good morning, this is Mark Cole with Tethered Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Friday, January 14th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn up a penny and three quarters at 589 and a quarter, March wheat down 4 1/4 cents at 742 and a half, and March beans up a penny and three quarters at 1379. The beans rallied as much as 14-15 cents off the nighttime lows. Corn rallied better part of a nickel off the lows. Not sure what caused the rally in here. The crude oil did rally. It's up 59 ticks right now. It's $1.10 off of last night's high, so that might have had something to do with it. We've got wetter weather forecasts in Argentina and southern Brazil. It looks like they're going to get hit with some pretty good rains next week, maybe the week after. And some people are saying it looks like the weather pattern is changing. Now, keep in mind, getting rains right now, it's like the U.S. getting rains July 14th. So in my opinion, these rains are going to help. It's not going to save all the crops, but it's going to certainly help a fair amount of them, in my opinion, if they get the rains. Now, we've got a long weekend. We've got the Martin Luther King holiday coming up. Is that going to force funds out of some positions in here? They're still long about 340,000 contracts of corn. And if they do get rains, I would imagine the corn would be sharply lower on Monday, or on Tuesday. But, the funds have been pretty sticky with these positions and not wanting to give much up in here. And they're only about 15,000, 20,000 off their highs. So we'll have to see whether the funds want to take some of the risk off the trade here before the long weekend. The dollar is up 17. It's at 94.95. It's still too high to really attract any export business. So I don't know. I think we've got some problems out here. If we close corn and wheat lower again here today, I certainly think it's an indication. If beans close lower, I think it's another indication. So with these changes in the forecasts, I really continue to think that, selling some grain, buying some calls if you still think there's upside in here, or at least buying puts. These are just things you have to do in this marketing environment. You cannot be paying the input costs you're going to pay this year and wind up selling these crops at some price that you're not going to be happy with out here. Now, I'm not saying sell anything, but you need to protect it with some kind of put option. And no, they're not particularly cheap, but on the other hand, look at what it's protecting. There could be an awful long way down. We don't see a whole lot of export demand for beans or wheat out here. So, it's just, you have to make a decision on what you want to do out here. There is support on a closing basis in the corn at 580. If we take out 580, that would be a weak sign. There's support in the wheat at 733 to 734. There's support, the next real support in the beans is down around 1340 to 1338. So that's, quite a ways away from where we're at here now. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-GT-HEDGE.